Right, so we are in a tide pool right now, and we are, recording with Bates. Okay. Okay, and we are looking at a sea star, and we are hoping that it is not affected by sea star wasting disease. And sea star wasting disease is like a recent epidemic that affects everywhere from Alaska down to Southern California, all along the California coastline. And a lot of the starfish are experiencing decay, and it's really not a good thing at all. And we are hoping to see more starfish, but we are pretty glad that we found one. So that's exciting. All right.
A biologist helped us identify a leather star, which is also called a Dermosterius imbricata, and it's 12 inches across typically. It has like a really soft and slippery texture, and typically the color is like lead gray with patches of red, brown, or purple.
The marine biologist also told us that if we bring it outside of the water, it will feel and smell like wet leather.
Also, the leather star eats garlic or sulfur odor commonly. It has garlic or sulfur odor, and it eats urchins, sponges, anemones, bryozoans, and sea stars.
I'm just stepped in a tide pool and it was less than a pleasant experience. I'll check in later.
The terrain here is very rocky and also very slippery. There are lots of dark rocks with lots of like pebbles and little rocks that are easy to chip on, as well as extremely slippery kelp. So be careful where you step, especially if you're Nadine, who just stepped in a puddle.
Wow, science is amazing.
We have noticed many anemones so far on our journey. Some are very large, while some are smaller.
The sea anemones that are on top of the land tend to be closed up, and we're assuming that this is a way to protect themselves. But typically the anemones remain open underwater so that they can get food.
I'm now here with Larasia, who also stepped in a puddle. Larasia, how do you feel?
My foot is wet. My fingers are cold.